Pick up almost any weight loss supplement today, and it'll probably contain chromium. Originally believed to be toxic, chromium now brings with it the promise of fat burning, lean muscle building, and greater energy. However, according to Lynn McTaggart from Proof, this may not be the case.
The latest evidence is that chromium is not the panacea that dieters are now thinking. Chromium has been put into many, many weight loss supplements because it's supposedly a fat burner, lean muscle building type of nutrient. That's what we were looking at when we examined what chromium does, and we couldn't find any evidence of that. We certainly have found that you have to watch supplementation and mega dosing with chromium because high supplementation can enhance the effect of drugs for diabetes and could lead to hypoglycemia. So you've got to watch that. And relatively high doses haven't been shown to lose weight anywhere. There was one study demonstrating that at high doses it could reduce body fat and weight, but many other studies have failed to find the same effects.
So if it's no good for dieting and so on, what is it good for?
Well, there's no question that we need chromium. In small amounts, it helps the body use glucose. Also, some studies have demonstrated as we go on in life and we get older, our stores of chromium deplete. One good study of people over 50 found that almost all were deficient in chromium, and you need chromium in a decent amount for good heart health. But as a panacea for dieting, this was what we were really questioning. You can certainly get lots of good chromium in foods, and that plus a reasonable supplement will give you enough of what you need. Now, the big question from the government concerned whether or not in very high concentrations it could cause chromosomal mutations. But this has only been done in fruit flies and in hamsters. And since we're not hamsters or fruit flies, we can't necessarily apply this evidence to humans. But there has been some evidence in cells to show that chromium might be capable of causing mutations in DNA and free radical damage. But it hasn't been indicated in live human beings that it has any kind of increased incidence in cancer. So the idea that the Food Standards Agency came out with the chromium causes cancers is absolutely untrue.
Now, of the human side effects, are there any that we know about?
Well, as I say, no, only that it can displace iron if you take too much of it. And it can, in theory, increase free iron and potential free radical damage. But it hasn't been demonstrated in actual studies of high doses. The problem here is distinguishing between what we need for our health and what we need for weight loss. There is no good evidence that this can help you lose weight. But there's certainly good evidence that chromium is necessary and chromium is important for your body's function. And that a good, healthy diet supplemented with a good, solid, quality supplement will do the trick, but don't look to it to lose weight.
That's Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.